and WKCR HD1. This is Jazz Profiles. My name is Jasper. I'm here with Jerry Hemingway. What I liked about that last track was that, a couple things. It seemed to me the nature of the lower ranged instruments gave it somewhat of an orchestral type feeling there, especially towards the end, which I really liked. Mm. And also, we were talking about how this music is structured in a way that provides for improvisation of everyone simultaneously, as opposed to giving, a couple forms for one person to solo and then another. Mm-hmm. But still, there was not too much like pure cacophony, which can be cool too. Mm-hmm. But there was a little bit of cacophony
in the duet between the drums and the saxophone. The beginning of the duet is pretty violent and cacophonous in a way. But yeah, what you're saying, I think, is that one of the previous pieces we played, Outerbridge Crossing, also articulated, Outerbridge Crossing is also a collective piece. If you notice, nobody stops playing in the whole piece. Same with this one in different parts of it. And there is this duet in the middle to give, more interest in the form and orchestration, of course. But I really, this group in particular was rather outstanding in its understanding of how to improvise and work with formal offerings collectively. And like I say, it was for me a kind of chamber group, or has the feeling of a kind of chamber group. So the, but here, at the end of the piece, what you're hearing is a traditional, very, very traditional solo. Yeah. The background that you're hearing is a scored out kind of blues-like background. We're talking about the alto solo at the very end. It's more or less straightforward jazz. The middle has this other thing going on, but the part you referred to is in the there's a part where we are all playing the same thing at the same time, sort of maintaining the momentum of an ostinato, and then each person interjects and offers a statement, sometimes in succession, sometimes overlapping each other. And this is all spontaneous. The only rule is maintain the ostinato, and otherwise, throw something into the pot and see what goes on. And it's that kind of structure that gives a very, again, refers back to one of my models, the New Orleans music, which used this collective model quite well and quite effectively, and I still enjoy listening to it so much. And so I thought a lot about that. But you're right also about the orchestral nature of my organization and writing and thinking. Maybe, in fact, it leads us well into the next offering I have from the 1990s before we get to the more recent decades. I thought I would play again an excerpt because of time constrictions, but I give you a little bit of an orchestral work that I did. Hmm. This is symphony orchestra. In my own background, from the family that I come from, my father was interested as a young man in composition. And he grew up in New Haven, where I'm from. And his mother, my grandmother, was a concert pianist when she was very young. And because of the, the rules of the time, she ended up being a mother, and therefore concert career wasn't pursued professionally. But she evidently had all the chops to be a professional concert classical pianist. My father, therefore, was influenced on some level too with her musical interests. He was interested as well. And he endeavored to write a number of pieces as a teenager just for fun. And he wrote orchestral stuff. I didn't know about this until much later. In fact, even after this piece that I'm about to play you was written. But that was an interesting side note. But the thing that I did know was that he did study with Paul Hindemith when he was at Yale. This is in the middle of around the time of the Second World War, 1940s. So, I knew, of course, of his interest in composition and his interest in music in general. And he always maintained connections to musicians and different things. But he went a different life in terms of his profession. He and that was for a variety of reasons, but he wasn't able to pursue music as a life. And I thought he was very pleased to see that one of his sons had taken on the concept of music as a life. And I certainly have embraced it ever since I was a teenager, and I'm still here, and I'm here in New York to give you, to continue that life and present a kind of, a retrospective of it. That we should mention that again as we have a chance to. Tuesday of this week starts a 6-day retrospective at the Stone. If you Google my name, Gerry Hemingway, G-E-R-R-Y, and Hemingway like Ernest Hemingway, H-E-M-I-N-G-W-A-Y, and then the word Stone, you will immediately come up with a YouTube trailer on Google that will give you all the information you need. And from there, you can venture further if you want more specifics on each night. My website, which uses my name as well, will also help you, guide you through all of the offerings of this coming week, of which there are many. And the quintet that you just heard, the newest formation of that quintet, will be also part of the offerings as well. And that happens on Saturday evening at 10 p.m. That grouping is with Terrence McManus on guitar, Oscar Noriega, Ellery Escalin, Brad Jones on bass, and myself. And that's, if we have a chance later, we'll also play a little bit from the recording of that actual band, the newest version of my quintet. But I mentioned before that composition is part of real composition in the sense of writing for the formal classical traditions also was an interest of mine. I wrote chamber music in the 1990s as well. But to make a decision, I can't play both, so I'm going to play you a little bit of this orchestral piece I wrote. It's called Terrains. And I designed the piece, again, not entirely completely written out, because I played with the orchestra. I offered, I made myself the concerto soloist of my first venture into orchestral writing. So I'm playing drums, also sampler, and I play, I act as a concerto soloist would behave inside of a formal structure. Everything else is written for a not large, but originally it was done for the Kansas City Symphony when it was first premiered, and this was a later version done in Germany. So we'll hear the first few opening sections of this work. Again, it's called Terrains.